May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us.
A very good evening to you, and thank you for joining me, Anusha Murli, on the special prayer for the nations. With so much happening around the world today, we recognize that there is only one solution and only one way for peace on earth, and that is through Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. As we look at the book of Luke, which gives us a very good account of Jesus' birth, we see that Jesus came to save those who were lost. Today we will pray for Germany, which has had an astounding influence over the world. Germany is the birthplace of people such as Martin Luther, Albert Einstein, Karl Marx, and Beethoven, as well as for the Reformation, the printing press, and the automobile. So Germany has given us a lot. Germany is leading the 21st century energy revolution and seeks to become the world's leading user of wind and solar power by 2050. It is this type of forward thinking that has enabled this nation to rise as Europe's most industrialized country. Germany is a really beautiful land with so much of great architecture and beauty. It has beautiful rivers, beautiful trees that surround this great nation. Today we pray that God would rise up men and women who will stand strong on the word of God and believe God for great revival in Germany. There are many beautiful church buildings which are empty and closed, and some are attended by very few people. I was fortunate to go to Germany and visit this country. It's a land with so much to offer. It has a lot of influence over the world, and we can pray for the leaders to be God-fearing men and women of God that will rule their country the right way according to God's ways. We have also heard many stories of how German people took in refugees and kept them in their homes, took care of them, and also used the opportunity to share about Jesus to them. God is in control, and everything happens for a reason. Pray that the refugee crisis in Germany will awaken the church to the needs of the people and shine the light of God where it's needed most. Germany needs our prayers. Over 80 million Germans do not know Jesus and the peace and joy he brings. Let us pray that they all get to hear and know about our King Jesus and the love that sets people free from all sin and brings them into a new relationship with God. The German people are hardworking and disciplined in all areas of life, with a thriving European economy. They find security in the structure of work, family, and culture. Yet it all seems well on the surface. Millions in Germany lack meaning and hope beyond which this world offers them. While 64% of the population identify themselves as Christian, many believe religion is irrelevant, leaving less than 3% claiming to follow Jesus Christ. But God is on the move. Is calling Germans to a new, joy-filled life with him. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. So let us pray. Pray for a spiritual hunger that leads the German people to genuinely seek God. Pray that hearts closed off to Christ would be opened by the Holy Spirit, and pray for the Spirit's conviction of sin, and that many would repent and find faith in Christ. Being the birthplace of the Reformation, Germany has played a significant role in sharing the gospel with the world. Even while many Germans have grown disillusioned with the church and God's word, there seems to be no shortage of missional opportunities, especially considering the country's growing immigrant population. God has not forgotten his people. He is still empowering his church in Germany to make faithful disciples of Christ in their homes, their communities, and their cities. Gustav Cruz from In Context International will now be sharing with us the biblical perspective regarding Germany, so we can better understand what God is doing and how we can be part of the work. Let us pray for God to use us in whatever way to build a strong church in Germany.
Thank you very much, Anusha. Such a joy to be with you again today and with the listeners of Good News Community Radio. Always a privilege to share what God is doing in the world and how we as the body can intercede for our family members all around the world. And today we are focusing specifically on Germany, which brings in a new era within the country, bringing an end to the 16-year era of Angela Merkel that was the chancellor for such a long time, 16 years, the leader of Germany with the Christian Democratic Union party at the helm of the country. And now a new government coming into the country after 16 years under the guidance of the new chancellor or of the Social Democrats. And certainly a time of change within the country, and in so being, a time where they do need a lot of prayer. I think the first thing that we need to be aware of with the new government is that the new government is formed by a coalition of three parties, so not one party having enough votes to govern the country by itself, but three parties needed to come into coalition to form a new ruling government for Germany. And unfortunately, the Christian Democrat Party that has been ruling the country for the past 16 years do not form part of those three parties, those three-party alliance. So the new government of Germany is more liberal, and because it is a more liberal government, it does raise some concerns for the church. The church is unsure with a new liberal government what changes they will ultimately bring and to what extent it might influence the freedoms of the church within Germany. So the first prayer point for today is certainly to pray for the new government. We are called to pray for the people in authority that are placed to govern over us. So let's join the church in Germany by praying for the new incoming government, and that the Lord will truly guide them according to moral values within their governing, and that the church will also continue to play a role within that, within how they interact with the new government as they take up the helm of leading Germany. I think one thing that's very evident as I spoke to church leaders within Germany in preparation for today was that they feel there is a leadership void within Germany, and that's specifically within the government, that they needed a three-party coalition in order to lead the country, and in seeing that there is no one particular strong leader within the country. So they say, and without strong leaders, there's also no vision. And without vision, the people do not get answers for the questions that they have. So they say the people in Germany find themselves within a very difficult position, and that the church are the people who are in the position to truly give people answers to the questions that they have. But in order for the church to take up a position to give people the answers that they are seeking within society, there needs to be unity in the church. And unfortunately, we have seen that COVID-19 has also brought a lot of division within the church in Germany, in the same way it did within, or is doing within, many other countries, if not most other countries around the world, that people get divided on how to approach COVID-19, whether to get vaccinated or not. And without the church in unity, people are going to struggle to listen to them of as people who have answers if they cannot even agree with each other. So the prayer points is, in order to bring restoration and reconciliation to society within Germany, we first need to see that reconciliation and unity within the church. So that was the other main prayer point that was highlighted by church leaders within Germany. He's saying that we can really pray for the unity within the church, and that the church will not allow the differences of opinion regarding COVID-19 to bring disunity into the church, but that the church will be able to look past those differences that they have of COVID-19 and truly remain focused on what is essentially the mission of the church, and that is to carry the gospel to the unreached, to remain kingdom focused, and focus on that that draws us together as the body of Christ, and look past the differences that we might have on COVID-19, because only once the church is in unity will the society surrounding the church listen to what the church is saying and listen to the answers that the church has to help society live moral lives and in addressing social issues. So we pray for the church that they will remain in unity. We pray for the church as they interact with a society that is, as it is described, leaderless and visionless, that the church will be the ones to stand up and give vision, a kingdom vision, give answers that reflects a hope of eternity, and to be kingdom focused within bringing them together. Another prayer point that came about with regards to the church is just the amount of people who are still not attending church services in person, the amount of people that have stopped going to church due to COVID-19 and has not returned. And a lot of people obviously have fallen into the cycle of viewing church services online and not attending in person anymore. And the church leaders with whom I spoke really has a desire to see people returning to church in person, to fellowship in person. So very similar challenges that I think most countries, most Christians are experiencing within the world today, getting people back into church, getting people to look past their different opinions on COVID-19 and to draw together and focus on the kingdom principles of taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. So friends, yeah, thank you for your prayers, praying for the new government, praying for this time of transition of a new government, and yeah, praying for those people in authority that they will truly govern their country by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and that the church will be a society that gives direction and gives answers where it is needed. Thank you very much for this opportunity again, Anusha, to just share what is happening in the nations and how we as the body can pray for our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world. If any of the listeners are interested to receive our weekly email with news from a Christian perspective, then please feel free to visit our website, incontextinternational.org. At the top of a page of the home page, there is a subscription option where you will just need to give your name and email address in order to receive these weekly emails. incontextinternational.org. Thank you very much, Anusha, and God bless you. Bye bye.
Lord, I thank you that you have come to live and die for all the people. I thank you that Germany is part of your creation, and you did not neglect Germany when you died at the cross. a nation that has printed your word and distributed it into the whole world, a nation that has brought reformation and liberation, but also a nation that has turned away from you. Liberalism, secularism, and idolatry seems to have taken over. But with your own blood, you have paid the price for each and every one to wash away all the guilt and sin that is on this country and our people. I know that your grace is enough to forgive, in spite of all that Germany has done. But there is no sin too big and nothing that can separate any man or woman from your love. So today we come boldly with confidence to intercede for the German people. We cry out to you and ask for forgiveness and mercy. You said in your word that in the last days you will pour out of your spirit on all flesh. So I claim this promise for Germany. From the north to the south, from the east to the west, every man and every woman, every boy and every girl shall experience your power and love. Your glory shall cover Germany as the water covers the sea. No dry spot, but a river of life shall break through and reach the darkest corner of this wonderful land. Today, you are the Lord over Germany. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. When you cried out at the cross, it is finished. It was finished 2,000 years ago. You are the risen King. You are Christ, the Anointed One. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper because you are our shield. Germany belongs to you. Jesus, we proclaim your name, the name above all names. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our provider, our comforter, our deliverer, our refuge, our shepherd, our guidance, the rock of all ages, and our Savior. Come, Shekinah glory, and shine over Germany, so that all eyes may see your glory. And one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. Jesus, we worship you and give you all the glory and honor and praise. As by your power the wall between East and West came down, we pray, Holy Spirit, come again with a mighty revival, with salvation and with deliverance. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
I was born during the Second World War and grew up as a German citizen. We belonged to a thriving evangelical community of believers who were so thankful that they had come through the war with all its evils and ills. When I consider my cousins who are still living in Germany, they are lukewarm to the faith, which I think would be a great sadness for some of the fathers in our families, because they were strong evangelicals. And what's even more sad is that their children are little, if at all, connected to the church or know in any way what the Christian faith is about. Dear Jesus, please knock on the heart of the youth in Germany to win their hearts and bring them to you. They don't know you. They are drunk with the pleasures of the world and its empty promises. But you know they have a desire for a fulfilling life. So open the doors of the churches. Let the believers be bold to share the gospel throughout the streets of Bielefeld, Frankfurt, Cologne, Berlin, Stuttgart, Bayern München, and all throughout Germany. Glorify your name in this land. Bring your truth and light. Forgive the stubbornness and arrogance of my people. when they turn their backs on you, dear Jesus. Please forgive them. What will become of this people without you? And bring these blinded people out of their darkness and into your truth, because only you, Jesus Christ, are the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
As we come to the end of our program, I would like to read to you from John chapter 14, Jesus comforts his disciples. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that was not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And I go and prepare a place for you. I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." Then Judas said, "But Lord, how do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teachings. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away, and I am coming back to you.' If you love me, you will be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. May God bless the reading of His Word. Thank you for praying for Germany this week. If you have any special country or people from other countries you would like to be part of the program Hope for the Nations, please contact me, Anusha Mudli, on 067-935-0956. We've come to the end of our program. I pray that you continue to stay blessed and have a peaceful week. God bless you.
May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us.